Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off. Super Bowl Sunday is tomorrow, and we're going to get you covered on everything Super Bowl in this show. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Later in the show, I will tell you who is going to win the Super Bowl so that you can get your bets in.
Okay. I mean, I got people asking me, what time do the Dallas Cowboys play tomorrow? I looked through the TV listings. I couldn't find that anywhere, so I don't know. I'm at a loss there.
We're not.
I mean, I'm just saying, I had a friend ask me this morning, what time does the Dallas game come on tomorrow? And I'm thinking, the Rams and the Bengals are playing in the Super Bowl. I guess.
They'll get there.
I think this is the Rams' year. They go out and they trade for my boy Stafford. You know I'm a Lions fan.
Yes, you are.
And so Stafford, he kind of just made them respectable in his 12 years in Detroit, passed for 50,000 yards. I mean, I feel like if once he wins that game tomorrow, he's a Hall of Famer.
Let me give you, I agree with you, let me give you the key to tomorrow's game. Can the Cincinnati Bengal offensive line keep Joe Burrow upright to let him make plays?
Can they block Aaron Donald?
Basically.
That's it.
Yeah.
Von Miller coming off the edge. Leonard Floyd coming off the edge. A Georgia Bulldog, by the way. Can they block Aaron Donald? I'm going to go ahead and give you an answer to that. The answer is no.
If they don't.
The answer is going to be no.
If they don't, I think Joe Burrow is good enough that even if they don't block Aaron Donald, I think Joe Burrow just by himself is good enough to give the Bengals a chance, keep them in the football game.
You think the Rams' defense is better than Tennessee's defense, the Titans?
Yes.
They sacked Joe 9 times.
Well, the Rams' defense also has an extraordinary secondary.
Yes. Jalen Ramsey, he wasn't good enough to play in Jacksonville. They got rid of him. Don't get me started on that.
Speaking of that, just throwing it your way as we're wrapping, starting to wind down this first segment already into the show. As you already know, faithful listening audience, the Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Doug Peterson as their next head coach, and I'm going on record. When I say this, you need to pay attention. I'm going on record and telling you that the Jacksonville Jaguars next season will win the Super Bowl 20-0.
Are you serious? I mean, the phone lines are already heated up in here, and then you're going to throw that nugget out there? I mean, there's people pulling up here at K-Bay in the parking lot looking for Jason Bishop because they've lost their life 401k plans listening to you on TV every week.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Hardwood Region Tournament's underway this past week. The Glen Academy Red Terriers ended the Brunswick High Pirates season last night in the region tourney, 61-49. The Bullock Academy Gators saw their season mercifully end this week, losing to Pinewood in the region tournament in GISA, 63-51. The Gators finished 0-19. The Knights of Frederica also went down last night in the second round of their GISA region tourney, 47-44. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition. The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Hardwood Region Tournament's underway this past week. The Glen Academy Red Terriers ended the Brunswick High Pirates season last night in the region tourney, 61-49. The Bullock Academy Gators saw their season mercifully end this week, losing to Pinewood in the region tournament in GISA, 63-51. The Gators finished 0-19. The Knights of Frederica also went down last night in the second round of their GISA region tourney, 47-44. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Joe Burrow is going to win the Super Bowl tomorrow. Peterson to Jacksonville. The Jags are now officially the Super Bowl favorite for next season. Brian Harsin, you should just quit and go join the UCF staff. Good things going on in Orlando. You can't spell MVP without Aaron Rodgers. Ja'Marr Chase, Offensive Rookie of the Year? Trevor Lawrence. Don't look now, but the Atlanta Hawks are making a run. You can't spell Denver Broncos without Aaron Rodgers. The Lakers are four games under 500 and not a playoff team currently. And, of course, LeBron is complaining that he gets no help. Write this down. Matthew Stafford wins his first Super Bowl tomorrow. Major League Baseball, what are you doing? Get this done. Javi from Ozark, one crazy bleeper. And these are my thoughts.
You know, in Ozark, they don't hesitate to pop a cap in somebody. I mean,
it reminds me a lot of Lost with the willingness to kill off major characters.
Man, it's you never know. Yeah. When you tune into an episode, a major character could die.
I mean, Darlene and...
I was ready for Darlene. That whole Darlene thing with that young boy was killing me.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. What was his name?
He's dead now.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Both of those characters have been in the show for multiple seasons.
Yes. They're not anymore. They won't be in season 4.2 or whatever. There's seven more episodes coming.
Yeah. If you're not a fan of Ozark, start from the beginning. And I'll give you credit because typically you and I don't have the same taste in shows, but you recommended it to me. I gave it a shot, and it's pretty good. Like, you were right about it.
You know, I was listening to the last segment, and you know, the weekend review.
Uh huh.
And it's like clockwork. A week, a show can't go by without you mentioning the Bullock Academy Gators. I just don't get it. I mean, what'd you say? They went 0-19.
0-19 in their basketball season.
But
rough.
That garners them getting mentioned on this show. What do they have over you, man?
They have nothing over me.
Are somebody blackmailing you?
No. And by the way, Southeast Bullock also had their season end as well.
Okay.
I think they went down to Johnson in the region tourney.
Well, the Statesboro Blue Devils.
They're still playing.
They're still playing, but no mention of them.
Well, they have a bye.
Yeah. So you want to sit here and talk about teams that lost in Bullock County, like Southeast Bullock?
0-19.
They're done. Bullock Academy, they're done. But Statesboro Blue Devils, the number one seed in region,
still playing
2-6A, but yet you don't want to mention them. Why, man? Why the disrespect for the Blue Devils?
There's no disrespect for the Statesboro Blue Devils. You can love to throw out that I disrespect schools and coaches and all of that stuff. That's not true. Statesboro didn't play. That's why they didn't get mentioned, because they didn't play. You know who did play? Brunswick High Pirates. Your Pirates, and their season is over at the hands of their arch rival, the Glen Academy Red Terrors.
It's going to be a good Super Bowl tomorrow.
That's what I thought. Subject change.
I mean, it's going to be a good Super Bowl tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think?
No, I do.
Okay. I'm thinking the Rams might blow out Cincinnati.
Is that what you think?
It could be. I'll give you a score later in the show, but I'm picking the Rams to win.
You're picking the Rams. So am I. I think the Rams are going to win that game.
You just pick both teams in your whatever it is you call it every week.
I picked the winner of the game, is what I did.
Yeah. You can't be wrong. You can't be wrong when you pick both teams to
win. I didn't pick both teams. I picked the winner, Kip.
Okay.
I've got to work on you about giving yourself flexibility on the things that you say. You can't always be so straightforward, black and white, laced to the T.
That's the problem in this world. Is, I mean, you come on here on a sports related show and you try to come in here with a sports related, you know, spin doctorism, CNN type spin doctoring.
He threw CNN at me.
I mean, that kind of stuff. I mean, you come in here every week with this political correctness kind of deal talking about sports.
Yeah.
Our listeners want to hear the facts. They want the meat and potatoes. They don't want Jason Bishop on here picking 9 Super Bowl winners. I mean, there'll probably be another segment where you pick the Buffalo Bills to win. I don't know. They're not playing tomorrow either.
I did have the Buffalo Bills early on in the playoffs as a possible Super Bowl team.
Yes. I tell you what, you could have a pre-Super Bowl game tomorrow between, and call it the Choke Bowl, have the Dallas Cowboys teeing it up against the Buffalo Bills.
Which would be a rematch of two previous Super Bowls in the 90s. You know, we were talking about that off the air, about all of those, and we'll get to this a little bit later in the show. We're going to give you some really great teams that never won a Super Bowl. And a lot of those teams had Steve Young as their quarterback.
Well, that's the reason the Niners didn't win those Super Bowls was because they let Joe Montana go.
By that point, Joe Montana was a concussed Kansas City Chief.
4-0 in Super Bowls. Okay? That was, and then his replacement comes in. He can't get them to the Super Bowl. He has to get them to a Super Bowl in kind of an off season. Then they played the San Diego Chargers. I mean, come on, man.
Steve Young's undefeated in Super Bowls as well. Never lost.
He is. I mean,
never lost a Super Bowl.
No, he never lost a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, he got, what, 2 or 3 as a backup quarterback.
Hey, man, be careful how you tread about Steve Young over here
did
now.
Did he not get Super Bowl rings backing up? He got garbage time in that 55-10 win over the
You better be careful now,
Broncos.
Treading on Steve Young.
Joe Montana put that franchise on the map. Don't even try it. I mean, Joe Montana and Steve Young get off a jet in San Francisco. The press is there waiting. Who's the press go up to? Joe. He put that town on the map. So don't even come in here with your little Steve Young, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. Joe Montana put San Francisco on the map. Our listeners know that.
Steve Young, well, okay.
Mic drop.
Cunningham Jewelers would like to thank you for a great 2021 and wish you a great holiday season. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to invite you to stop in any time in 2022. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Once. Joe Montana won was 4. Steve Young won 1. Who's getting the parade in San Francisco?
This has turned into a very spirited debate here. My argument is that if Reggie White doesn't leave Philadelphia and go to Green Bay there in the late 90s, Steve Young probably wins 4 Super Bowls with San Francisco, not having to go through Brett Favre, Reggie White, and Green Bay.
Here's the argument, counter-argument. It didn't matter who was where when Joe was playing. That was none of this. We didn't have so-and-so was here. So Joe didn't care about that. Joe just won.
Don't you have a segment to do?
I do.
Okay, this is Kip's Butthurt segment.
Here we go. This week's Butthurt segment, number 5 on the Butthurt list. It's Super Bowl weekend, and you can't have a Butthurt list without including the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, okay.
On Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl 51.
28-3, baby.
February 5th, 2017, 5 years ago, the Atlanta Falcons. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. They're up 28-3 on the New England Patriots. And somehow, some way, the Atlanta Falcons figured out a way to lose that football game.
Didn't you tell me something on the way to the show this morning that Tom Brady never lost to the Falcons?
Never. That's one of the teams Tom Brady never lost to in his storied NFL career. He was undefeated against the Atlanta Falcons,
including a 28-3 comeback in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Atlanta Falcons. I know it. There's a lot of Falcons fans listening out here today, but let me ask you a question, Falcons fans. Is the franchise ever going to recover from that debacle? They haven't. They've been on a 5-year free fall ever since that game.
I'm not a Falcons fan. I'm a Jags fan. But they won 4 games last year and 7 this year, so trending upward.
Trending up. Number 4 on the butthurt list, the Auburn Tigers. They were number 1 last week. They dropped to 4 this week.
Okay.
I mean, Auburn, you're sitting here. You got your head coach. He's down in Mexico drinking margaritas with his family, enjoying the family. The athletic department, the university, releases damaging material on him, saying the man's having an affair. He's running off players, running off coaches. The university conducts an internal investigation after the university released all of that stuff out to the public. Then they conduct an internal investigation, and then the university decides that Brian Harsin will be back next year as a football coach. So, and then they go out with a statement and say, well, things spread on social media like wildfire. Duh, you put it out there. Fork the spread. That's what happened.
Well done, Auburn.
Well done. In classic Auburn style, nobody backstabs a coach like the Auburn Tigers.
That is the truth.
And to top it off, your number one ranked basketball team goes on the road and gets beat by Arkansas. And now, Auburn, you're landing on this butthurt list.
This should be higher than 4.
Yeah. Well, number 3 on the butthurt list, who am I? I'm sitting home this weekend with the tagline telling everybody on all the talk shows we could have beat both of these teams. Who am I?
The Buccaneers?
No, you're the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
They're sitting home this week in classic Buffalo Bill fashion. You know, the Bills Mafia. Oh, we could have beat Kansas City. No, you could not keep the Chiefs from scoring with 13 seconds left in the game.
That's fair.
And I don't want to hear about, oh, we could beat the Rams. We could beat the Bengals. No, the Bengals came to Kansas City the following week and did what you couldn't do. So, Buffalo, you're on the butthurt list because I've been hearing Buffalo Bills people all over social media, Twitter. Oh, man, we could beat both of these teams. No, you couldn't. I mean, you couldn't win a Super Bowl with Jim Kelly at quarterback.
Oh, and you had Thurman Thomas and 4 shots.
Right. Yeah. Number 2 on the butthurt list this week, the Major League Baseball lockout. Fire everybody.
Everybody.
Fire everybody. Fire the commissioner. I was done with him when Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Pete Rose didn't get in the Hall of Fame this last time. I've been down on him. Just get rid of him.
Well, we talked about this. Major League Baseball will put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame after he's dead. That's what they'll do.
You sit here. I mean, the Braves are coming off a World Series championship. People in this state's excited about baseball, and we sit here thinking we're going to have a lockout.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Are we going to get Freddie Freeman re-signed?
Yes. We're going to get Freddie re-signed, or is he going to go to the Yankees and get paid $900 million?
Here's what's nuts about that. He's talking about going to the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers are in the play.
Right.
So they're talking about that if they sign Freeman, they'll move Muncie to second and then Trey Turner to short and then let Seager walk.
He could walk right into Atlanta.
We've got Dansby Swanson at short.
We moved Dansby to first base. Number one on the butthurt list this week. Speaking of Los Angeles, it's the Los Angeles Lakers. L.A.'s the center of the universe right now with the Super Bowl and the Rams. Dodgers are good, but the Los Angeles Lakers are a dumpster fire. General manager LeBron James make any moves at the trading deadline. And so the Lakers are stuck at 26-30 with the team that LeBron assembled.
Let me accurately portray this for our listening audience. LeBron is upset that the front office did not make any moves at the trading deadline to get him some help.
He's the GM. What you mean? Nothing happens on the Lakers without LeBron's stamp of approval. This is the team that he assembled that's 26-30.
He is upset that they didn't get him help. Every team he goes to, he's got to do everything himself. The front office never gets him any help. How many championships would he have if he ever had any help?
Maybe one. He might have one by himself without D-Wade, without all those guys. I mean, he's sitting here with only one, maybe just one. And, you know, Kyrie carried him in that series.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Yeah, let's agree to disagree.
I mean, think about it. Who's always whining about, we don't have no help? Give me some help. What do you mean, help? You assembled a team that you're playing on. I mean, number one on the butthurt list, the Los Angeles Lakers. There you have it, the Falcons. Biggest Super Bowl choke of all time. Auburn, who knows what the heck they're doing. Buffalo Bills, oh, we could beat anybody except the Kansas City Chiefs with 13 seconds left on the clock. The Major League Baseball lockout, fire everybody. If the season's delayed, fire everybody. And the Los Angeles Lakers, a major dumpster fire that GM LeBron James created. There you have it.
There's a front office in the Lakers organization that makes decisions on players. And LeBron plays
nothing.
Basketball. He's on the floor.
Nothing
he
happens.
He doesn't have control and decisions.
Nothing happens in that organization without LeBron James' approval. Are you kidding me?
I'm being honest
with you.
He's not in LA. He doesn't have the title GM.
He will after he needs to get on out the game. He's probably getting ready to retire.
His title is power forward.
Power forward, GM, social media activist. You know,
okay.
I mean, on the latest round of NFL hirings, I'm waiting for LeBron James to come out with a tweet. I mean, he's got to approve all that stuff.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And I'm telling you right now, if the Los Angeles Lakers would get LeBron help, they'd win a title.
Okay.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Cunningham Jewelers would like to thank you for a great 2021 and wish you a great holiday season. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to invite you to stop in anytime in 2022. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Producer, man, Super Bowl weekend.
Producer Jim's gone on a spree.
I mean, I felt like I was at a theme park just then.
Producer Jim here recently has taken upon himself to put in his own rejoins.
Thought I was in line at Disney World or something, didn't you? Or Six Flags.
And he's not running it by us. He's just putting this stuff in, and so we're getting caught off guard with stuff that we don't even know what it is or why it's playing. But at the end of the day, you know, nothing happens in this show unless Producer Jim makes it happen.
Yes, yes.
At the end of the day, he's got complete control over this show.
He does.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Jags have hired Doug Peterson as their head coach. They've got a generational quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. They're going to get some pieces around Trevor Lawrence to help him have weapons, have protection. They're going to get better on defense as well. And they've got a Super Bowl winning coach who is great with quarterbacks, was a quarterback himself. You put all of these pieces together, and what I'm telling you is the Jacksonville Jaguars are about to go on a New England Patriot-type run to where they win 7 or 8 Super Bowls over the next 12 years.
Let's just concentrate on getting in the playoffs first before you start making another prediction that's going to turn out to be wrong that you'll say 2 years down the road that you never said that. I mean, that's what you do on this show.
I take accountability for everything that comes out of my mouth.
I mean, that's what you do. You'll pick some, you'll say something outlandish like what you just said, and then 2 years later, you'll say, well, I don't recall. Play the tape. Do we have to go back 2 years in the archives pull up what we all heard, we're hearing right now live on the air?
If you decide to go back in the archives, I guarantee you it would be there to clarify any confusion that you may have about what I may or may not have said.
A New England Patriot type run is what Jason Bishop just said. yep. for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, they're gonna. Trevor Lawrence is gonna walk away as the winningest quarterback of all time, Super Bowl wise.
So he's gonna get 8.
Yes.
I mean,
do you hear any waffling there?
No, I mean the city of San Diego will probably be thrilled with 8 Super Bowls.
The problem with that is.
My bad. I'm assuming that the Jags are going to relocate out of Jacksonville. My bad. I'm sorry.
And so the problem with that is if the Jacksonville Jaguars become the Las Vegas Jaguars or become the...
The Raiders are in Las Vegas.
Or become the San Diego Jaguars or...
The London.
Or the Mobile Jaguars or whoever it may be, I can't be a Jaguars fan anymore because they're not down the road. So here's the better question. We might make this a Twitter question as well. If the Jacksonville Jaguars move to a different city, who should Jason Bishop adopt as his new favorite team? It's got to be somewhat geographical.
I mean, that's up to you. I thought you were one of the bandwagon jumper kind of guys.
Well, if that was...
So whoever's winning, you'll probably jump on that bandwagon. You can always root for the Dallas Cowboys.
They're not geographical. So basically, my options would be the Buccaneers. They're winning.
They're fixing not to be winning. Because the GOAT retired, and the quarterback, Kyle Trask, or whoever they got down there as a backup, he's not Tom Brady.
The New Orleans Saints.
They need a quarterback.
Tennessee Titans.
They need to move on from Ryan Tannehill.
Carolina Panthers.
They need everything.
And the Atlanta Falcons.
They need everything.
Those are basically my choices, geographically. Miami Dolphins, I could go that route too.
They need a quarterback.
They've got one.
They need a quarterback that can get them to the Super Bowl.
I think they have one.
They need a quarterback that's going to get them in the playoffs that can get them into the Super Bowl.
When I see Tua Tagovailoa, I'm reminded a lot of Joe Montana.
No, Joe won Super Bowls.
Well, Tua's young.
Okay.
Joe didn't step in and win the Super Bowls right out of Notre Dame.
Steve Young.
Do what?
He's left-handed, so I could see the Steve Young comparison.
I see him as a young left-handed Joe Montana. I mean, the comparisons are there.
What do you mean?
Take a hard look. Look at Tua play and look at tape of Joe. It's very similar.
Look at Joe's jewelry on his hands.
Tua's still young.
Joe was winning. That early in his career.
Like but he didn't walk out of Notre Dame and win a Super Bowl in San Francisco.
A couple of years. I mean, the 49ers were the worst franchise in the NFL until Joe Montana got there.
That is true. Joe reversed the fortunes of, made them respectable. Even to this day.
And when he left San Francisco, he left Steve Young a championship team that Steve Young took 5 years, 4 or 5 years to get to the Super Bowl with.
It's not fair to Steve Young that he got sandwiched between the Cowboys of the early 90s and the Packers of the late 90s, and he had basically a 2-year window. That's not fair to him.
That's like saying good teams in the 80s got sandwiched between the whole decade of Joe Montana. Danny White, Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Oh, man, they had some Super Bowl-type teams, but... We just couldn't beat Joe Montana.
John Elway would have more Super Bowl rings. Dan Marino would have a ring.
Yeah, there's another great team, the Miami Dolphins.
Boomer Esiason would have a ring.
Yeah, Boomer would have one. Kenny Anderson would have one. John Elway would have one. I mean...
One more. In the next segment, we're going to tell you the greatest teams to have never won a Super Bowl in the next segment is what we're going to do.
So are you going to talk about some of them 49ers teams that choked with Steve Young?
They had some good ones now. In the early 90s, they had Ricky Waters and Steve Young, Brent Jones, Jerry Rice.
Who's arguably the best wide receiver
ever.
There's
no arguing that.
Okay, well,
there's no arguing.
Win?
There's no arguing that.
Joe had no trouble getting Jerry the ball.
Steve didn't either.
Oh, well, they didn't win. They won when Joe was quarterbacking. I mean, they beat up a San Diego Charger team.
Demolished them.
I mean, Joe Montana, look at all the teams that in the Miami Dolphins, that Dolphin team with Marino, where he threw for all those yards that year. Joe blew them out.
Camden County Wildcats played a really tough game last night in their region tourney. They went down to Tift, 42-36, close basketball game. Camden was the Camden was the 3 seed. Tift was the 2 seed. Lowndes in that region is legit. Yeah, they're very good.
They'll till they get up there in Metro Atlanta and they'll run up on one of them AAU high school teams.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the Georgia High School Association allows, you know, open enrollment in the metro area for some reason. Down here, they put teams like Islands on probation. True or not true?
Well, don't break the rules, Islands.
Well, they're breaking them every day in Metro Atlanta.
And when nothing
happens.
And if they break the rules, and they shouldn't break the rules, and they get caught doing it, then they will get penalized as well. Alatoona got caught, and they had to forfeit a state title.
Everybody knows there's a banner hanging up there. I mean, Glen Academy knows that.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Goldnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Do y'all talk? Have you started talking to Producer Jim without me knowing about it?
I don't know where that comes from, man.
All right, so before we jump into this, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by, with Kip Ranch, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache.
Nope.
Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100, the Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
This is what I'll tell you. San Francisco forced Joe Montana to Kansas City because they traded for Steve Young to be a successor, and the reason they did that is...
And they stopped winning Super Bowls.
They looked at Steve Young and they said, this guy's a better quarterback than Joe. We got to ship him out of here. Forced him off. Forced Joe out.
Okay. The trophy case didn't get much bigger after Joe left.
One of the greatest teams that didn't win a Super Bowl is one of those 49ers teams that Steve Young was quarterback, the 1998 San Francisco 49ers. They were loaded. Garrison Hurst, J.J. Stokes, Terrell Owens, Steve Young. They had all of the pieces, and they ran up against that era where Green Bay was winning Super Bowls.
Never had that discussion prior to Joe Montana leaving San Francisco. The 1998 Minnesota Vikings were a great team.
That was a good one. They got upset by the Falcons, yeah.
How? That team should have won the Super Bowl.
What's amazing about that team, Dante Culpepper was their quarterback, and he had Chris Carter.
Randall Cunningham was their quarterback, man.
No.
Yes, he was.
Stay with me here, Kip.
Okay.
Stay with me. Dante Culpepper was the quarterback in Minnesota, and he had Randy Moss and Chris Carter as receivers. Once that dynamic changed and Culpepper moved on, he never was the same guy.
So you're sitting here telling me that Dante Culpepper was the quarterback for the 1998 Minnesota Vikings.
I'm trying to tell you that Culpepper was a great quarterback in Minnesota because he had those great receivers. When he moved on, he wasn't so great. That's all I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
See, this team
was a great team.
You're trying to always put words in my mouth.
No, man, that was a great team, the Minnesota Vikings in 98. Had the best kicker in the NFL and missed a field goal, I think, at the end of that game that could have gotten them in the Super Bowl. Man, that was a good team. That's 07 Patriots, man, were undefeated.
Probably the number one team on that list.
They were about to go 18-0. They were double-digit favorites against the Giants in that Super Bowl.
They got Randy Moss for pennies on the dollar for Tom Brady to throw to, and Tom Brady put up records that will never be touched.
I think Randy caught, 20-something touchdown passes that year?
Some silly.
Crazy. And they could not beat the New York Giants with Eli Manning at quarterback.
2009 Indianapolis Colts
were good.
Peyton Manning, the quarterback, and they get upset by the New Orleans Saints.
Pick six, Peyton.
Pick six, Peyton.
Against the Saints, the Cam Newton Carolina Panthers were 15-1 and didn't win a Super Bowl. Is that crazy?
1984 Miami Dolphins got shellacked by the Niners in the Super Bowl.
Who was quarterback in the Niners?
Well, they've had several. Elvis Gerbach.
The Niners then.
It was Joe Montana.
Yeah, of course. You don't have all the excuses when Joe's quarterbacking. Dan Marino, probably the best quarterback in the history of football to never win a Super Bowl.
Oh, he is. He is.
If you put Dan Marino in his prime on those 49er teams in the early 90s, they win a Super Bowl.
They beat Dallas?
Yes.
Wow. I don't know about
all
that.
It's all about quarterback play in the NFL.
2004 Philadelphia Eagles. Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens playing on a broken leg.
In Jacksonville.
And McNabb's throwing up in the huddle.
Yeah, he's a little out of shape. He was eating too much of that Campbell's chunky soup. he did all those chunky soup commercials.
He caught some bad crab legs down in Jacksonville.
He caught something. Great team. Minnesota Vikings of the 1970s were great teams. They just couldn't beat...
Purple people eaters.
Couldn't beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Couldn't beat the Oakland Raiders. I mean, they ran up on some great teams. They lost four Super Bowls. Washington Reds... No, not the Redskins, but the Dolphins. The undefeated Dolphin team of 72 beat the Vikings. I mean, Now they beat the Redskins, but they beat the Vikings in one of their Super Bowls that they won.
The 92 49ers lost to Dallas in the NFC Championship game. Ricky Waters, Steve Young, Jerry Rice.
Put Dan Marino on that team, and they won the Super Bowl. The Bills teams of the early 90s, man, those were some good teams.
All of them.
They went to four straight Super Bowls and couldn't get it done.
The 2001 St. Louis Rams get upset by the New England Patriots, and Tom Brady begins.
The greatest show on turf.
Oh, man, that offense was fun to watch. Isaac Bruce.
Torrey Holt still is not in the NFL Hall of Fame.
That's a shame.
What? Who votes on this kind of stuff? He didn't get into this class. This guy... I don't know. Don't get me started on Hall of Fame.
The Atlanta Falcons from 2000, whatever year that was, where they had the Patriots beaten for three quarters.
They were 11-5 team in the regular season that got hot in the playoffs.
And that offense hummed.
28-3. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. 5 years ago. All, 5 years ago that happened. The Falcons were the biggest choke job in the history. You know, for a long time, we call it the curse of Georgia sports. You know, the Braves were folding the playoffs, the Falcons. Georgia couldn't get out of their own way. But now the Braves have won a World Series. Georgia's won a national championship. The Hawks are never going to win anything.
The Hawks, wait a minute now, the Hawks were in the Eastern Conference Finals this last year.
Yes, they lost. They won six. The Hawks won 60 games 1 year and got swept by Cleveland.
That's true.
In the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's true.
Yeah, so... The Hawks have never won. I mean, the Falcons, good Lord, they've caused a lot of heartache for the city of Atlanta. Braves, only won, well, they've won two world titles.
Georgia Tech hasn't won one since 90.
I don't really consider that a title, but, I mean, you beat a four-loss Nebraska team in the Citrus Bowl, and you claim a national title? Come on, dude.
As you should.
Wow.
As you should.
Yeah, well. I know what they Tech struggled here lately. And they got a coach up there that better start winning.
He's got to make a bowl. If he doesn't make a bowl winning this year, he's probably gone.
Super Bowl score tomorrow, Jason. I'm saying Rams 38, Bengals 24.
38-24 is a pretty good pick as far as a score. I'm going to say 31-20.
Okay, and who's got 31?
The winner.
Okay, so you're not going to pick a winner.
I've already done that this show.
So who's going to have 31 and who's going to have 20?
In the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So Joe Burrow is really good. Matthew Stafford is really, it's not garbage, I'm telling you. Matthew Stafford's really good. Oh, out of time.
Best Super Bowl halftime ever, Prince. Purple Rain in the Rain.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Hardwood Region Tournament's underway this past week. The Glen Academy Red Terriers ended the Brunswick High Pirates season last night in the region tourney, 61-49. The Bullock Academy Gators saw their season mercifully end this week, losing to Pinewood in the region tournament in GISA, 63-51. The Gators finished 0-19. The Knights of Frederica also went down last night in the second round of their GISA region tourney, 47-44. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.